Welcome to the Digital Marketing Experts Podcast, the podcast for digital marketing experts and business owners who are looking to take their digital marketing efforts to the next level. I am your host, Austin Pena, and today I am going to tell you about why Google hates your website. I don't care if you have accelerated mobile pages everywhere on your site. I don't care if you just spent $10,000 and have a site that converts at 20%. I don't care if your site was built in 2004 and hasn't been changed since. Google hates it. To understand what I mean, you have to understand what Google's primary goal is. Why does Google exist? How do they make money? And by understanding those things, you can see why Google hates your website. You have to understand, Google does not care about people going to your website. Yes, in the beginning, Google was started to be a directory of sorts where I had a question and Google wanted to take me to the best place to have the best website to have my question answered. But now that is no longer the case. Google doesn't care about taking to a website. They just care about answering the question. What Google has become is a giant question answering machine. It knows everything and it doesn't need your website to help people out. Further than that, Google knows how to get people what they want. If I am looking for a local business, I don't get taken to local business websites. I get taken to Google My Business profiles. I'm gonna talk a lot more about that in a moment, but to step back, there are five main ways that Google says F you to websites, and I guarantee you this number will only grow. And if you wanna be successful on the internet, you have to understand why Google doesn't like your website and how you can leverage that information to create a better user experience and convert more people. The first five ways, of course, I just mentioned Google My Business. The second is featured snippets, which is a type of curated content. There are other pieces of curated content I'm gonna talk about. There is created content, and of course, last, cached content. Last podcast, I talked a little bit about why Google My Business is so important. And in my last podcast, I talked about why Google My Business is so important. The essentials of knowing what Google My Business is it's basically a social media profile for a company. And what it does, it allows Google users to quickly see if that company is the right fit for them. Of course, this is limited mostly to just local companies. If I'm looking for tacos in my specific area, I am not going to look at three or four different websites of taco stands. I'm just gonna look at Google My Business and that quote unquote snack pack, those map listings, and see, you know, this one is closest to me. This one has the best reviews, right? So Google My Business was a huge step in taking websites out of the mix in someone's decision. The next is featured snippets. This is a type of curated content. You have probably seen them before, but you may or may not have realized what they are. What a featured snippet is Google has someone who asks a question and it has an answer on a website. And rather than forcing people to navigate the website, scroll down four paragraphs to see the answer to their question, Google just cuts out that text and puts it on the top of the search result. So if I am looking, ironically a little bit, about what a featured snippet is, it shows a little box on top of the search results that answers my question. Again, this points to the fact that if Google can take out a website, if Google doesn't need you or your website or the hundreds of dollars you pay in hosting every year, that it'll just take you out. It'll just answer the question for the user instead of letting you get that good traffic. So while featured snippets is a type of curated content, Google has gone a lot farther than just featured snippets. To understand where Google is going with curated content, you have to understand this concept of an entity. For the longest time, Google separated queries by keywords. And what that meant is if I wanted to look for a, let's say I was looking for Live Free or Die Hard, the fourth installment of the Die Hard movie series. What Google would do is it would scour the website and match keywords and links and, of course, all the other ranking factors that we don't need to talk about with the website to my query. And then it would do its best to say, okay, Austin, you are looking for this thing. Here's a website that closely matches. That is not how Google does it anymore. Google creates entities around ideas or concepts. And this can extend to people. Like if you search for Michael Jackson, you will see this entity on the right side of the screen. If you search for movies, you will see this entity on the right side of the screen and a lot more. So what Google does is they find content, or more accurately, their algorithm finds content from across the web and puts it into this easy to digest piece of content, this entity on the side. And what they've done is, again, they have taken out the need for me, the user, to go to a website. They say, you know, this information is better just if we source it from a lot of different places and then the user can get their question answered. Again, this supports that Google doesn't care about your website. They don't care about the content on your website. They just care about answering the user's questions. And if they can do that without sending you to a website, they will. Curated content extends past entities, and Google has become an aggregator of information that, again, puts websites out of the loop. If you search for something like Find a Job Denver, what will come up is a whole lot of jobs sourced from places like ClearanceJobs or CareerBuilder. And Google, again, curates this content and makes it easier for me as a user to find what I'm looking for. No longer do I have to go to a website. I can just use Google's tool. Another example, of course, is hotels. If I'm looking for a hotel in New York, I can actually choose the kind of hotel I want based on if it's a budget conscious or a family friendly, what the price, the location. I don't have to go to individual hotel websites. I don't have to go to Trivago, Hotel Trivago. All that can be done through Google's own curated content. They go out to the web, they steal from websites, and they curate content for me. Of course, Google Flights is another example. I don't need to go to Orbitz anymore. I can just put in, when am I leaving? When am I coming back? And Google will spit out the best flights at the best price for me, cutting websites out of the loop. Lastly, is this Google Guarantee. If you want to learn a little bit more about Google Guarantee, you can listen to my last podcast. But essentially what it is it connects Google users with people in the service industry, plumbers, electricians, roofers, and guarantees that the job will be done well. Otherwise, they'll get up to $2,000 back. If you've ever clicked on one of these, it doesn't even take you to their website. If I click on one of these top three results, it's like J&J Roofing in Dallas, Texas. I don't get taken to J&J's Roofing's website because Google probably knows that it sucks. It's not built to convert. And even if it was, it would not as convert as well as what Google can do. I actually get taken to this pretty bare bones page that has a little bit of information and then a call to action where I can either call or submit my information. You know, that's Google is saying a website, and this is part of the conclusion, a website is a means to the end of getting somebody what they want, of telling a story about a business. Google says we can do that better. You know, websites get too cluttered. We can reach that end without having to bring people to a website. And that's why Google is doing this. You know, there are other examples like created content, which is most prominent with medical symptoms. If I have a flu, Google has actually went out and created content on the symptoms for the flu. You know, this is to make the world a less dangerous place, because if I search that I have a small headache and I get told I have brain cancer instead of a flu, you know, that's not good. You know, that is not a positive web experience. You know, it's gone around as a meme that, you know, you can't search your medical symptoms because you will then find the things you don't want to find. You'll see something wrong, and that scares Google. Google does not want to hear that people aren't searching for something because they get bad results. So they were proactive and created this content around symptoms. The last form of content is one very old. I'm not sure when this was introduced, but it's Google Images. Again, Google says, yes, I know you have images on your site, but I don't care about what your site is saying. I don't care about who you are. I just care about the pictures. And Google will connect people to find the pictures and to see what they want to see. Again, Google is cutting websites out of the mix. If you were to take one thing away from this podcast, it would be that Google will remove the need for your website in the near future. I don't care who you are. Google will find a way to make your website obsolete at some point in the future. And if they don't, they will find a way to make your competitors not have to use your website through a new program that they introduced, through whatever it is, because that is a way that Google can monetize their search engine. If they are just giving search ads, there's only so much they can do to monetize. But through systems like Google Guarantee and through other new programs that they're going to introduce, they're going to monetize it even further. They're going to make organic search results be less and less of a factor on online business as time goes on. And that is a crazy claim for me to make, but the writing's in the wall. With this Google Guarantee program, they took out AdWords. You know, there's no more AdWords bidding. There's just new program in these locations, and it is above all your organic listings. Why would I, as a user, take a chance with some random company I've never heard about when Google can give me a guarantee that if the job isn't done well, that I get my money back? Mark my words, over the next few years, this will expand. More and more industries will be affected.